Good morning. It's March 29th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a bold move to redefine the streaming landscape, Disney has seamlessly integrated Hulu's vast content library with Disney+, offering subscribers a unified and enriched viewing experience. This integration not only simplifies access to a wider range of entertainment options, but also signifies a major leap forward in Disney's digital strategy. The integration is visually symbolized by a fresh green logo on the Disney Plus homepage, accompanied by an aggressive marketing campaign. Utilizing the catchy tune of the White Stripes' We're Going to Be Friends, this campaign aims to celebrate the merger of Disney Plus and Hulu characters, showcasing the depth and diversity of the combined content library. The strategy behind this move is clear: to cut down on streaming losses while encouraging users to opt for higher-tier subscriptions. For subscribers, this means more than just a larger selection of titles. Disney Plus has rolled out a bundle that includes Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for just $14.99 per month, offering unparalleled value. This step is seen as potentially paving the way for a future where a single unified streaming platform could emerge, consolidating Disney's offerings and simplifying choices for consumers. This revamp is more than just an operational update. It's a reflection of Disney's ambition to lead in the streaming wars. By bringing together the strengths of Disney Plus and Hulu, Disney is not just enhancing its service offering, but is also making a strong statement about its vision for the future of entertainment. This transformative approach could very well set a new standard for the industry, marking a significant moment in the evolution of digital entertainment. In a bold fusion of genres, Beyoncé is set to redefine the boundaries of country music with her latest album, Cowboy Carter, dropping tomorrow. This eagerly awaited release not only features star-studded collaborations, but also marks a significant chapter in Beyoncé's illustrious career as the second act of her Renaissance trilogy. Following the Grammy-winning success of Renaissance Act I and an electrifying world tour, Cowboy Carter emerges as a 27-track homage to Beyoncé's Southern roots and a deep dive into the history of country music. The album, adorned with an iconic cover image of Beyoncé triumphantly atop a horse, showcases the chart-topping singles Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, blending Beyoncé's unique sound with the twang of country music. Despite its country influences, Beyoncé has made it clear that Cowboy Carter is not a country album, but rather a reflection of her Southern heritage, crafted over 5 years. The album features collaborations with music legends like Miley Cyrus, Post Malone, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, and Linda Martell, highlighting Beyoncé's experimental approach to genre. Through interludes, the album also shines a light on the experiences of Black artists in the country music scene, adding depth to its narrative. Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter is more than just an album, it's a statement. By incorporating elements of outlaw country and challenging the traditional boundaries of the genre, Beyoncé uses her platform for personal and political expression. This release is not just anticipated for its music, but for its potential to reshape perceptions of country music and celebrate creative freedom. Fans around the globe are on the edge of their seats, waiting to experience Cowboy Carter in its entirety. In a move that has sparked widespread debate and concern, the BBC's decision to replace actress Sarah Poyser with artificial intelligence for voice work on one of its shows has caught the attention of the entertainment industry and beyond. This controversial step has ignited a conversation about the future of creativity and the role of AI in the arts. The controversy was further fueled by the BBC's use of AI in a sensitive documentary, opting for artificial intelligence to voice the contributions of an individual who is unable to speak. This decision has not only raised ethical questions, but also intensified the debate over the appropriate use of AI in programming. In response to the growing unease about AI's role in replacing human actors, the National Actors Union, SAG, AFTRA, has taken a significant step by going on strike. This action underscores the concern within the acting community about the potential for AI to impact jobs in the arts and creative sectors. Amidst the escalating controversy, BBC director Tim Davey has announced the establishment of principles to guide the corporation's use of AI. This move aims to address the concerns raised by the incident and to set a framework for the ethical application of artificial intelligence within the BBC. The reaction from the arts community has been one of disappointment and solidarity, with prominent figures expressing their support for Sarah Poyser and criticizing the BBC's decision. Despite the backlash and the calls for a re-evaluation of AI's role in creative industries, the BBC has yet to issue a formal statement on the matter. This incident highlights the growing concern over the impact of artificial intelligence on professional jobs, particularly in the arts, and sparks a crucial conversation about the future of creativity in the age of AI. In a surprise move that has Marvel fans buzzing, actress Florence Pugh has given a sneak peek into the much-anticipated movie Thunderbolts through a behind-the-scenes video on her Instagram. Showcasing her new costume and hinting at a possible film name change, Pugh's reveal has sparked a flurry of excitement and speculation. The video notably includes a glimpse of the set chair labeled Thunderbolts Asterisk, which has left fans speculating about the movie's final title and what the asterisk might signify. The Thunderbolts cast is a veritable who's who of Hollywood, featuring Julia Louis-Dreyfus, David Harbour, Sebastian Stan, Wyatt Russell, Olga Kurylenko, Hannah John Kamen, Geraldine Viswanathan, and Lewis Pullman. Directed by Jake Schreier, the film is set to premiere on May 2, 2025, and will follow a group of anti-heroes tasked with completing missions for the U.S. government. This unique ensemble and the premise promise a fresh take on the superhero genre. Marvel's decision to let Pugh share this behind-the-scenes content marks a departure from the studio's usually secretive approach to its projects. This rare glimpse has not only heightened anticipation for Thunderbolts, but has also fueled fan theories and discussions across social media platforms. As the release date draws nearer, this early peek behind the curtain has undoubtedly set the stage for one of the most eagerly awaited releases in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. In a powerful move, Kenan Thompson, a beloved figure from our childhoods on Nickelodeon, and now a standout cast member on SNL, has stepped forward in solidarity with survivors spotlighted in the documentary Quiet on Set. This documentary has been pivotal in bringing to light the dark corners of child exploitation within the entertainment industry, and Thompson's voice adds a significant layer of support and urgency to the cause. Thompson didn't just stop at expressing his support, he emphasized the critical need for a safe environment for children in the industry and called for a deeper investigation into the allegations presented in Quiet on Set. His concern wasn't limited to the documentary's scope, as he also voiced his worry for Amanda Bynes, his former co-star, encouraging other celebrities to break their silence and stand with the survivors. In a notable response to the unfolding events, Dan Schneider, a producer implicated by the allegations, issued a video expressing his regret and apologizing for any hurt caused, marking a rare moment of accountability in the industry. Meanwhile, Quiet on Set is gearing up to release a new episode featuring Drake Bell, promising to delve deeper into the allegations and continue the conversation around child safety in entertainment. Amidst this backdrop, Nickelodeon has reaffirmed their commitment to creating a safe and professional workplace, a statement that comes at a critical time as the network faces scrutiny over its handling of past allegations. This collective response from key figures and institutions within the entertainment industry signals a potentially pivotal moment in the fight for child safety and justice in Hollywood. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.